Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webber, StuWeb.com, and it is Wednesday, April the 7th, 2021, and I had the honor to have Professor James Fetzer on with me, and also Chris and Elaine, and I'm going to let Chris start off because Fetzer is going to have a serious report, but you also talked off the air for a moment about this. Now, Chris, give us your report on what Lindell has going to be setting up, a platform.
It's called frankspeech.com.
Frankspeech.com. Okay.
And it basically, it's going to be a combination, from what I can see, of Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And it's set up for patriots to use. And it's going to be put up to where all the people that they knocked off of YouTube, like students, yeah, they also give you they're gonna give credit to patriots, like my friend Dave, who Stu has talked to a few times. Dave had several channels on YouTube with, you know, a million followers. He was getting paid, you know, every month until YouTube, you know, back in 2015, because of the election just before Trump got elected, started really screwing around with everybody getting paid and knocking everybody's channels down. I mean, he put up, like, you know, 9 different YouTube channels, okay, trying to get around these people.
Okay, now, Chris, everybody's been affected. We've all been hit. I mean, they've cleaned off mine. They won't let me on Facebook for over 2 years. They won't kill my account. They won't even let me inside Twitter or Facebook. This is what they've done. So I was one of the first to always get hit. The whistleblowers, like Jim Fetzer's getting hit all the time. But everybody's hit now. But we have a new platform, so we can get past that. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, Donald Trump, and who else was involved? They're going to raise the money to complete the platform.
They're talking to several patriots right now, big people that own.
Investors. So they're talking to heavyweight investors that will probably get in with him on this, and this will be good for everybody here in America. I like the idea. Now.
Yeah.
Facebook did what over the weekend? Facebook did what over the weekend? Attack everybody's sites?
Facebook got hacked.
They got hacked.
And over 530 million people around the world were affected and got locked out of their Gmail accounts, because if you post your phone number and your email address on Facebook, that's all you have to break into somebody's Gmail account and then request the password change. And then once you do that, the person that owns the account can no longer get into their Gmail account. Well, once that happens, anybody that pays bills online and uses their Gmail account to get all their information back, you know, somebody that's really stupid, you can get a hold of their credit card information, all their banking information, everything that they've got. If you're not careful, everything that you've got can be compromised that way.
Okay, very good report. Now, Jim, what do you think about this, Professor James Fetzer?
Oh, it's a major development. Sure, absolutely. Trump's also talked about having a new Trump television channel that would be devoted to exposing all the news the mainstream won't let you hear. So all these moves are in the right direction. My only concern, Stu, is that the Democrats, this completely dysfunctional administration, is going to do so much damage to the United States in a brief time. Look how much they've already done. That what we're going to have left is going to be very difficult to salvage. it. So I'm terribly concerned. The mainstream media let us down grossly. Of course, it's dominated by the Zionists. They wanted to get rid of Trump because he wouldn't bomb Iran. They want to use Biden to promote their agenda. And also, going forward with the coronavirus, where these vaccines are, it turns out deadly. I featured Judy Mikovits, one of the leading experts in the world today, and she was explaining how these mRNA injections, which do not qualify as vaccines, which historically introduce a weakened version of some threat to your body so your body can develop antibodies, does nothing of the sort. It suppresses symptoms, but it doesn't cure. We're having people who've had their injections who are still testing positive. You're not even no longer transmissible. If you take the whole thing seriously, you can still transmit. So Anthony Fauci is telling, even if you've got your vaccines, your vaccinations, you need to wear one, two, or three masks. When you know that masks are a way to kill us too, because he and his colleagues did a study in 2008 about the deaths from the Spanish flu, which was the greatest pandemic in the world, where tens of millions died. They discovered the deaths were not from the flu, but from bacterial pneumonia infections, which, guess what, are promoted by wearing masks. She also explained that what it does do is to change your DNA, which I had heretofore thought was impossible, in such a way that your body starts producing a reaction to the next time you're exposed to the virus or other threats you might normally have been able to deal with. Your body turns out to attack you yourself, and that it turns the body into a prion-producing factory, where prions are responsible for mad cow disease. They eat holes in the brains of not only animals, but also human beings. So now, anyone who takes these vaccines is really doing themselves potentially enormous damage.
I'm in agreement.
I've concluded, too, that Anthony Fauci is going to go down as the greatest mass murderer in history and have reaped more damage on America than all of our historical enemies combined, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and Emperor Hirohito together.
Him and Biden. Now, Biden today, I heard something on the national news or local news. I said, CBS. I said, oh, my God. Biden signed some order today that if you're going to, you'll like this professor, by the way, James Fesser, the professor at the University of Minnesota. Now, at one time, retired. Here's the deal. He has ordered all, anybody going back to college or anybody going back to school, elementary on up, has to have the shots. Executive order today.
That I can tell you is that several states have already passed laws prohibiting, and of course that includes the great state of Texas where I live, prohibiting people from being forced to take these vaccines.
Now, Kansas just did the same thing today. Just passed, they had it on the local news again, KCTV5.com, CBS affiliate. They had it on there today about the Kansas legislators passing the same thing. And you could file suit, civil suit. They have put it in there if they've tried to force you to take a vaccination. But they're saying, Biden's saying today, hey, if you don't take the vaccination, this is going to happen. Now, something interesting also has popped up. Over here, I believe it's in Johnson County, one of the school districts or one of the places. They're having fights over the fact that the children are having headaches after wearing a mask for an hour. And the whole bit, and they're forcibly telling them they all have to wear a mask. But the kids are complaining they're getting headaches after an hour. Jim, what do you think about that?
Well, of course they're going to get headaches because they're recycling oxygen-depleted air. It will kill your brain cells, which is irreversible. If you scratch your skin, for example, lose skin cells, they'll grow back. Brain cells don't grow back. They're also putting a strain on their cardiovascular system, so there are going to be many more who are going to die from heart attacks and from stroke and other diseases of that kind that could otherwise have been easily treated, because the hospitals we're told they're full, but they're actually empty. But people, the citizens, are so concerned that going to the hospital might expose them to COVID that they're not going. So the normal screening for cancer, you know, mammograms, colonoscopies, the whole bit, are not taking place. So we're essentially putting all normal medical practice on hold, which means you're going to have hundreds of thousands, no doubt millions, are going to die from perfectly avoidable deaths had they been able to undergo their normal medical screening and practice.
Now, a couple of people, Bibi Netanyahu of Israel, the prime minister, very evil, cat and gator, tied to my former father-in-law, Leonard Millman, and Larry Mizell, the one that took over for him. That's the, I call him, or the government, NSA calls him, fallen angel possession. It was part of that 1952 to 2012 agreement. Bibi ordered everybody to be vaccinated by the end of March. Apparently they did. Now, I've been getting reports from a couple nurses, been sending me emails and stuff, reference this, but I can't get on those Israeli sites for some reason. Here's the point. They're saying that 97% of the Israelis who were forced to take elderly, 65 and older considered to be elderly, that 97% of them have died in the first 2 months after the vaccination. That is huge if that's true. That's huge numbers if that's true. Now, Jim, the last show you did, it's on StuWeb.com with me. You went over all those numbers. You don't need to do it again tonight, because I want you to complete what else you might want to bring to the attention of the public. But they're talking about taking guns from everybody. It's becoming very serious against all of us. I call them satanic attacks. It's very serious. And they've upped the ante on everybody.
Gun sales over the last 3 months have absolutely gone through the roof.
Yeah, I know they
people
have.
People are not buying into this anymore. And I've got some more good news while I'm on the subject. It looks like DHS is going to be forced to finish the wall because they did a study that came out, and over 70% of the people they asked, Republicans and Democrats alike, want that wall finished to stop these illegal aliens and these sex traffickers and drug runners and everything else from coming in here. So it looks like the wall's going to have to be completed.
Well, that would be nice. And Chris, I believe the power of God and the power of prayer. You and I do, and Elaine does, I know. And we've seen a lot of change. I've seen those hurricanes move off you guys down there. I mean, some serious stuff. We've seen the war and angels going after them. Now, the problem we have is we've got these aliens. And these aliens are in control of everything. And they're trying to juice everybody with this 5G. And they demonstrated to me, Jim Fetzer, I have the proof and evidence, and I will be filing in federal court against them, with the proven evidence that they tried to murder my father with a cell phone that had been dead, the battery, for over 2 months and not plugged in. But yet they were able to triangulate off cell phone towers through the chip, if it's in there. And that's what Super Spook Otis Johnson told me. Always warned me, keep your chip out and your battery. And then you don't have them triangulating on you, other than a bug on your car. He used to say that to me. He said they can injure you with that. They can throw things at you. Boom, you're waving, you're being hit with electronics. Boom, boom, super electronics. Now, my father was in a hospital, Jim, for 4 days, his second last visit, and he had a black leg from the knee to the ankle. They were blaming it on an infection, urinary infection got to his leg and all this. Now, nursing home abuse, neglect, and it was on his right foot, not his left leg. After taking his cell phone away from him, calling all these numbers back that repeatedly were calling him 2 and 3 times a day, it was answering something recovery assists. Sounds like they're a collection agency, but he doesn't owe any money. So I'm calling him, answering the different numbers all around the country. And I'm calling it, and it's answering this name. And then all of a sudden someone says, Monet, how are you? Monet, what's up? Monet, what's up? Whoa, I'm hanging up. So I'm continue calling these numbers. I called 40 of them that were there. I don't know how many days it was in a row, but close to a month. 40 of them, Jim. And all of a sudden this one says, "This is Monet, how may I help you?" I said, "Monet, this is Stu Webb. You're going to jail, bitch, click." That's what I told her. I kept calling the others, and all of a sudden some of the others started getting busy. That's the feds hitting my father. He came home back to the nursing home after I went over to get his phone, to get it charged, so we could use it to call people, let them know that he was in the hospital, the whole bit. And here he's got the black leg. I took the phone home, and I, of course, couldn't get the battery out of it. It's one of those. So it's buried as evidence, but here in a lead shield. Besides being buried in a lead shield, that produced the evidence I needed to bring mass charges of attempted murder, because he left the hospital and his leg went from black back to normal skin color, Jim, and they couldn't figure out what had happened. Folks, your cell phone is an endangerment to your life, period. We're in those times, they're using these as weapons now against us. They're going after the patriots like Jim Fetzer, Stu Webb. Chris provides a lot of information to me, very patriotic, and others. They're going after everybody. And it's all satanic, in my opinion. It is a crime syndicate out of control. Now, I know prayer works, but we have got to fight them. And things like Lindell are doing, things like Jim Fetzer do, things like you do, Chris, and I do. If we all continue to fight them and this war gets even heavier, we're going to clean it up. What do you think, Jim?
Well, I think the situation is very, very dire, and that there are a lot of aspects here that are significant. Where we have the Biden administration bussing these refugees into the red states, and Stu, when I look at the refugees, they don't appear to be ordinary. They appear to be of military age. They're young, they're physically fit, they dress, they have haircuts. It looks to me like the Biden administration is expediting an invasion of the United States into the red states, in fact, guerrilla warfare, and that this is the greatest form of treason they could possibly perform. I have a blog about it, an open letter to Donald Trump, because he's the only major political figure on the scene whom I have any trust and confidence in.
I'm in agreement with you there, only Trump, but here's the point. We're going to have to make change, folks. Now, we've got a new platform. They do have. You got my platform, my internet site. You got Jim Fetzer's as a platform. If you want to bring information to either one of us and keep us updated on what you're hearing. But this would be great if Lindell and Trump and all of them get this platform up, because this is going to open up freedom of speech to a major degree. But it's not going to stop the attacks, folks. It's going to increase the attacks on the people that post. Because we're in a battle. We don't live in a democracy. We live in a republic, if we can keep it. If we can keep it. That includes constitutional and civil rights. That includes those two things. We don't have that with the Justice Department today. All we got is a bunch of thugs in the place. And all we got is a bunch of thugs in the Congress and Senate. And we got a thug pedophile. GNews.com shows him and his son having sex with all kinds of kids. GNews.com. I wouldn't hook up the link to my website, because the FBI would accuse me of child porno trafficking or some shit. They'd do anything to arrest me, like they did recently, because I caught one of their stalkers and she didn't like it. The FBI broad. Division number 5. Put her on camera. She didn't like it. I warned her to quit stalking me. She'd been doing it for several days. And they arrest me while I'm on the telephone, calling the police, point guns at me and everything else. While I'm sitting there videotaping her and audio taping the police with the camera I got. $20 at Walmart.
Yeah.
Here's the point.
Yeah,
they're attacking everybody.
Stu,
they're attacking Chris. Go ahead, Chris.
Stu, you know that when you finally got around to getting a hold of me and being able to tell me exactly what happened, you know that the night that we were talking about it on the phone, you couldn't hear me, I couldn't hear you, and then when we finally did get on the phone with each other, they knocked us off the phone 4 times trying to get you to shut up. And then after we did our last radio show, I spent the last 4 days reeling in pain at night over being hit in the leg over and over and over again. I've already got massive nerve damage, from this, not to mention just having the largest hernia that UTMB ever found in a human stomach removed, probably all caused by these attacks with these weapons that they've been shooting us with.
Stone Art Technology. For the explanation to the listeners, it's E-Systems, Dallas, Texas. The CIA Division Number 5, HIT teams, shadow government, they sit them down in a chair, they brainwash them, they send them out and do mass murders. It's the whole bit. Raytheon controlled and owned, major defense contractor, Daddy Bush run, E-Systems. Otis Johnson worked there after Otis and William Casey tried to bust Daddy Bush. Casey was going to testify and they murdered him, but Bush went over to his office. When he was going to testify, he was out of control before the Congress, and he went over and stuck a needle in his temple and caused a cerebral hemorrhage, of which he laid in Bethesda with the floors closed off with Secret Service and above, etc. Why these doctors and nurses kept him alive for 10 days is Otis Johnson and his other direct assistant went and talked to him and found out what had happened. And then Daddy Bush assigned him. Daddy Bush assigned him to E-Systems where he could control him and watch him for a while, Otis, until he got the hell out of there and he ended up the NSA. Now, he ends up working for General Flynn, and he told me, don't worry about Mueller, Stu. If he doesn't do his job, he's going to find himself in a prison, and it didn't happen. Now, all the doctors and nurses, by the way, at Bethesda that worked on Casey all died in car crashes and or they stuck a gun behind themselves and shot themselves with the .22 caliber gun behind the ear where it spins around in your head and kills you. Mossad, famous CIA hit teams. Oh, I had a bad headache. So Stu Webb took a gun, he put it in his mouth and blew his brains out because he had a bad headache because of the first gun, the .22 didn't work, but the .45 worked. Oh, the suicide doctors come in from the CIA and they rule and they take over for the county and tell what happened. Oh, he committed suicide. That's how it works, folks. That's the shadow government within the government that exists today. All the doctors and nurses that worked on Casey died of suicided. They shot themselves and or with bad headaches, a couple of them I heard, and the others were car crashed where they roll you. They hit you at a certain spot, certain point on your car, and they make it spin and it rolls you. That's what they're doing to people. Now, Jim, why don't you pick it up and conclude it? We know that Chris has explained he's been being shot. I'm aware he got shot. He gave me some hot information a month or 2 months ago, and they blew my computer down because I had to put the passcode back into it. They blew a battery up a couple nights later on me, trying to burn my place out that was in my cell phone, hitting me with that weapon. And they hit me that day with that weapon, and 2 days later, hit me with that weapon. My blood pressure went almost to 200. I have a machine to put my frequency somewhat back into place. But this is what they're doing to people. I'm an example. Mr. Fetzer, do you want to make any comments on what you've been through? Besides Sandy Hook being set up in a fake lawsuit?
Oh, Stu, what you're talking about is so telling. And let me add that in addition to everything else I've been telling you, the effort to take our guns is almost guaranteed to fail. We already have heard that the number of guns being sold is going through the roof after having promoted defunding the police the Democrats destroyed their position on gun control. It ain't gonna happen. And in fact, I think that the country has seen through it all and recognizes that the Democrats have completely blown all credibility on gun control. There's no good reason to believe anything they say related to guns. The overwhelming majority of gun crimes are committed by blacks on blacks. The Democrats, if you overlay a 2016 electoral map on a 2014 murder map, you discover the majority of murders are going on in districts that are gun-free zones because they're under Democratic governance.
Now, you brought up a point.
Big time. Jim, you have blown it.
You have a very good point. You brought up a good point. It's 90-some-odd% of the crimes with guns and crimes are committed by blacks against white people. Isn't that correct? It's 90-some-odd%, I believe. Have you seen
No,
those
no,
numbers?
No. Most crimes are blacks on blacks.
Oh, is it?
Blacks on blacks. Blacks on blacks. If you look per million, black on black is like 55 per million. A black on white is around 9.8 per million.
Okay.
White on black is the least. That's only about 1 per million. So what they've been doing is exaggerating grossly the least common, racially frequent kind of crime of white on black, to make it look as though that was a big problem. It's a Democrat gun-free zone. It's opposing concealed carry worldwide. It's the case that the more gun ownership, the lower the murder rate worldwide. The Democrats think the opposite. I cannot begin to tell you. Dave Hodges warned us that in the 20th century, there were 19 demo sites where the government's slaughtered the people of their nation after each of those demo sites is preceded by gun confiscation. We cannot let America become number 20.
Now, I'm in agreement with you. Now, you're an ex-Marine captain. I was in the Marine Corps. I was a Lance Corporal in the reserves. We couldn't get rank because there wasn't any rank. I made it meritoriously a couple of times. But I have this attitude. And it's the Marine Corps that was ingrained in me that I support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, domestic and foreign. Now, I've had 3 people as an adult attack me. Not me attacking them, them attacking me. And all 3 went to the hospital. One was in Yankton, South Dakota, while I was working on a house, Jim. I forgot what year it was. Back around 2000 and something, 8 or something like that. Town boy, 350 pounds, he's going to jump on me because I was in, some girl was hitting on me in town and invited me. I probably would have got home and took her to bed. Here's the point. This bully jumps on me because he's a paranoid schizophrenic. He didn't take his meds. And he had been arrested about 6-7 times over the past 2-3 years being a town bully, beating up people and the whole bit. Now, this girl was hitting on me. It was her friend that she invited with several other people. They had a great band. We all had a good time. And I'm starting to walk out the back door, and he runs his mouth on me, sitting in a chair. Says he's going to beat me up. Bartender jumps in. He sees it. He hears him. As the place is emptying out, he tells him to go outside. He tells me to go out the front door. I say, I meet my friends in the back parking lot. I'll wait a few minutes. Let him calm down.
You're almost done.
Anyway, I went out. Hey, Elaine, we can hear you. Elaine, whoever's talking. Here was the point.
No.
Hang on.
We got a problem. That was not Elaine.
Okay,
it was
okay.
Somebody trying to bust in on your phone.
Okay, I appreciate knowing that, Chris.
No. I was trying to unload a video and it started to play. That was all me at my
okay.
end here. No
okay.
problem.
Now.
But I've got
okay.
Here's
what
the point.
Leads to is there's an announcement that Biden is going to issue his executive orders on gun control tomorrow.
Oh, well, folks, here we are. What I've been trying to say, we're at a time frame, we, the people, we don't live in a democracy. We live in a republic if we can keep it. and they've turned it into a democracy. They've overthrown our government with a shadow government. A shadow government. Daddy Bush set up as CIA director. That's where it started. Back in 1975 to 77, they murdered Kennedy first. It started with the alien connection in 1952 to 54, the NSA calls it. Raytheon Corporation blew the towers apart on 9-1-1 with the death ray. The death ray. Ted Gunderson's partner that worked for him in FBI shadow government, Raymond Lavis, sat up in Washington State at the naval base where scientists are at and took Inslaw software, which Michael Reconosciuto, Gunderson put him in jail for 28 years. He was sentenced to 23 for telling the truth that Bush ordered him to put the trap back door in all the software, the Inslaw software. Stolen from Bill Hamilton. I know the whole story. Bill's a friend. Punching Inslaw and Stu Webb. That trap back door led to Raymond Lavis 7 years later figuring out how to make a bendable laser and a bendable laser and what else was it? Something. In midair, sound waves and laser. Bend them in midair. That leads to today us having a naval ships, fleet of them. When Trump grounded, brought them all back to port almost three years ago. They were already out there, been being built since 2004 or 6 in secret, with bendable lasers like Bush used, Raytheon Corp from E-Systems, which was in what they call Groom Lake, Nevada. Test site, top secret stuff. My dad's company, Bendix, had one there. I always used to say, Dad, what do you make? Benny's blinds, saucers, cups, and spoons. Otis Johnson sat in front of him, sat and told him what he made. He turned white, didn't say a damn word. A few days later, my mother told me that my father was a Korean War veteran. He's talked to me about what he did. They tried to murder him. Here's the point. Otis Johnson said, the bendable lasers are the key, the death ray. They've got it on Westar satellite system that has Stonar, S-T-O-N-E-R, or -R technology that Daddy Bush uses, and he hits 10 million people worldwide every night while they're sleeping. In the United States, it takes 1 hour. Otis Johnson looked me up, Stu, you're on the damn list, because I was having teeth fall out, mercury out of my mouth. And run into the dentist and have fillings put in, regular fillings. They hit you with Stonar. Otis, the day of his death. He died 3 or 4 days later, his son called me. Before his death, we talked. I called him that morning. Something told me to call him. He's on his deathbed. His son answers the cell phone. I said, what's up? Oh, my daddy wants to say something to you. He says, Stu, they got me this time. I can feel it. They hit me with that damn Stonar. Daddy Bush just killed me. He says, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm dead. I know I'm dead. I said, oh, my God. Now, Jim, you want to close this?
Oh, Stu, it's hard to miss the experiences you've been through and are reporting here.
Otis Johnson was William Casey's assistant.
The American people are not going to give up their guns. And as I've observed on more than occasion, when they come for our guns, the time has come to use them.
I'm in agreement, sir, and I salute you, Captain James Spetzer, United States Marine Corps retired or whatever, honorably discharged. And I salute you as a whistleblower and your education, a professor. I salute you, Jim, and you tell the truth, and that's all that I've ever understood. All my life is the truth. Never cheated anybody, never did anybody. By the way, my town bully, after I beat him up and put him in the hospital, he was there for several cracked ribs and his eyeball was ripped out, his nose was loose, and he had one ear missing. Well, and four fingers broken. He was trying to poke me in the eyeball, so I was beating the shit out of him. Here's the point. I had to call the prosecutor the next day to ensure that I was not charged. I called the police after running 2.5 miles to my friend's place, of which his friend dropped us off there and was with us earlier. So we didn't drive. We walked home. Slept on his couch. I lived up another mile and a half, 2 miles, if we went out dancing with the girls in Yankton, South Dakota. As I'm talking to the prosecutor, telling him what happened, he's thanking me for beating him up. The guy has never beat anybody up since, Jim. It was 3 times I've had to defend myself, and I've never hurt anybody except for those 3 people. But I'm going to hurt a lot of people real soon if they continue trying to kill me. I don't need a gun. The Marine Corps taught me. Means I'm the meanest motherfucker alive. They put that in my mind in boot camp, Jim. They aren't taking my gun. They're not going to backstab me. And they're not going to kill me. And we're going to clean this problem up. Together. As American people. The patriots. The Trump supporters. We have to do it and do it now. With what you just said about taking guns. Jim, that's very serious. Now, you have any last words, Jim Fetzer?
Stu, the American people have to stand tall here. They have to avoid those vaccines like the plague. Their future, they're so damaging. Their future, their children's future, the future of the nation depends upon standing up for the country. It looks as though it's going to come sooner than later, and we cannot fail.
Thank you, Jim Fetzer. Thank you, Chris and Elaine, both. All 4 of you, or all 3 of you, excuse me. It's StuWebAir.com.